I'll tell you what I have, Jody, because you're right. I give Painter and Abel and all those guys, they're better than I am at baseball. But you know what I got they don't got? And it kind of made me, I'm going to be honest, feel a little crummy yesterday. Yesterday was the 25th anniversary of my college graduation.
Really?
Ooh.
25,
yeah.
Huh?
Like, not, I mean, Devin, you're about, what, halfway there?
I don't even know, which is sad. Like, I would have to do the math.
I mean, you don't know.
Like, I have to do the math.
Well, right, but it's like 10 or 11 or 12 or whatever it is, based on how old you are.
And yeah, I've passed 10. I've passed the 10-year anniversary.
Okay, okay. All right. So, yeah. I'm just saying, like, and here's the thing. And let me say this. The kids that just graduated or graduating this weekend, and God bless you, major accomplishment. Trust me when I tell you, I don't care if you become a talk show host. I don't care what you become. It's all downhill.
What?
It's all downhill.
No, it's not.
There was nothing in my life that was greater than my senior year in college.
That sucks.
Was greater.
I disagree.
Nothing. I mean,
that's a bummer, man.
Oh, James, it's what it is.
Not for me, man.
I appreciate your honesty.
I love my life so much more now than I did then.
Me too, James.
I am so much happier today than I was as a 21-year-old kid or whatever. Like, it's not even in the hemisphere. My life is so much better today.
Like, well, I loved college, but I've never been of, like, those were the greatest years of my life. Like, I feel like
now is
the greatest years of my life.
Oh, boy.
I had as much fun in high school as I did in college. Like, high school was wild.
But I can't begin to tell you how different my experience was.
Maybe I should have gone to Fairfield.
Maybe you should have. I got my reunion coming up. Oh, my God. It's going to mess with my head. It's going to be horrible. I'm going to be back in that scene.
Why is it going to mess with your head?
Because I'm going to be back there for 2 days. I'm going to have to drive back here, like, all right, back to the routine. I don't want the routine. I want that.
Oh, man.
You go to, like, two classes a day. You barely do any work.
I'm totally okay with
you
the fully adult routine. You do anything you want.
This is great.
I'm okay not being a disgusting college student.
Yeah. No. Sign me up.
Worrying about papers and this. Now, I know you didn't worry about
them,
Joe.
If I'm a good enough human, so says God, to go to heaven. If I am. All I ask is just the return to being 21. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Not happening.
No, I don't think so. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Diane in Penn Valley. Good morning, Diane.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm on.
Hello, Diane. How you been?
I am great.
Good.
Unfortunately, somebody gave my movie that I was thinking of, but I have a different character in the movie.
Well, that's okay. You can say that character, then.
Okay, baby, Frances Housley.
I said that one.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah,
I like it.
Now you can pivot to her sister, who was really annoying.
I don't think that's going to be a winning answer.
She was brutal. Or that guy, what's that punk that cheats on? Or not cheats. Well, I don't know if he cheats, but the punk that the brunette likes.
Yeah, but I forget his name.
Ronnie or whatever that guy. I hated that guy. And great for Patrick Swayze to punch that guy. Whatever that guy.
Well, it was a great summer movie. Anyway.
Tremendous.
Anyway. I think that Popper is doing a great job as the manager. I like the lineup, and I think the Phillies are going to be playing in October. I've been following them since really giving it my age. I went to games at Connie Mack Stadium with my father.
Wow.
And my husband and I went to the first game at Citizens Bank Park.
Well, let me ask you this question.
I got
a question for you, Diane. Now that you go back, so you were at the first Veterans Stadium game. You're saying
Veterans
right?
Stadium.
All right. Were you? Because this is like the most underrated moment in Philly sports history. Were you at the last game at Connie Mack Stadium?
No, I was not.
All right, Jody. Do you know what happened at the last game at Connie Mack Stadium?
No.
Devin, do you know what
they
happened?
Took,
I don't.
Liberties after the game.
Yeah,
was over.
That.
Okay.
For those that are too young to know this, when the final out at Connie Mack Stadium happened. The whole stadium got ripped up by the fans.
It's true.
Everybody ran on the field and grabbed everything.
I think I heard that.
The bases, the home plate, the everything. Like, the chairs got ripped out. It is the most unbelievable. And that's why, since then, like, the Phillies were very – didn't they hire John Nash? Wasn't it John Nash?
The mathematician, John Nash?
No,
like the
John
genius?
Nash, the former Sixers GM. I think he was overseeing. I think it was
him. You're talking about a beautiful mind over here.
No, well, yeah, because what they did is they wanted to, I mean, they had, what, 75,000 seats. And if you go, so many restaurants and bars in the area and people in their basement that had these seats, they very meticulous, they had extra security. They made sure that they documented everything and then got, some stuff got donated to charity, some stuff got sold. And, like, it was really cool. Because remember, at the end of the vet, it ended as blue seats. Jody, You had yellow for a while. You had maroon.
And yellow was ugly.
And with the maroon, that was horrendous. But then they went all blue somewhere, I think, in the early 90s or maybe late 90s. And anyway, it's a different way to do it. I think, look, if it wasn't John Nash, I apologize. But I think it was the former Sixers GM that oversold the economics of how to deal with all that. All right, Diane, do you want to pivot away? You can still give us a different character.
I can't really think. I'm trying to think. I don't know. But I do know that you're a very big Phillies fan because I heard that you golfed in your Phillies attire.
I did do that last year. Who'd you hear that from?
At Baylor Golf Club.
Yes. Do you know someone there?
Yeah, my husband works there. He met you.
Yeah. No, well, your husband, a fine man. Let me say that.
My husband, Bruce, and you know his brother, Bennett, from the radio.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah. I love it. No, that was ridiculous because that was during the playoffs. And I had to wear the uniform every day, and I just figured I won't take it off. And I just wore it while I golfed, which was absurd.
Well, he told me when he came in that you did really. I listened to you every morning, so I knew you were going to do it, but he said it was true.
All right, I love it. Diane, thank you for the phone call. Excellent call.
All right, thanks.
Have you a good week. Happy Memorial Day. She should have pivoted to Baby's dad. It was a good character.
Jerry Orbach, right?
Yeah, he's a pretty good character.
Guy was great. Except.
I mean, it's a horrible movie, though, is the problem.
James. So.
It's not horrible.
James, it's beyond a 10 out of 10. Beyond.
Oh, stop.
It's beyond a 10 out of 10.
All right.
Yeah, but see, I think of Jerry Orbach as
Law and
Mr.
Order.
Law and Order.
Of course. Briscoe.
Lenny.
Yeah, well, I like him as Mr. Houseman. All right. I also like Jahad Campbell. He's going to be an Eagles player, hopefully for a long time. He joined us on the show yesterday, talked about a lot of different topics, one of which, of course, is joining the Birds. Let's listen to what he said.
What is it like to be drafted by the team that you loved growing up? That you know, 3 months ago, as a Bama guy, you see the Eagles win the Super Bowl. You join all that. What's that like?
I mean, you know, it was an honor, really. You know, just to come to, you know, a team that's a winning program, and I just came from that, which is Alabama. So, I mean, my mindset just fits right in with, you know, my whole style of play and, you know, my whole just journey of life. So, I'm really excited, and, you know, I just, you know, keep going to get to work.
Jody, did you like the pick for the Eagles?
Yes, I learned to like it. Ooh. I didn't think it was happening.
Ooh, that's interesting.
But as the fit became the fit, and they kind of, I think they played really smart, and we'll see how it plays itself out. The hedge between linebacker and edge rusher, keeping open possibilities and flexibilities, which you may need if N'Kobe Dean's not back. When it happened, I thought the Eagles were going to go in another direction. I didn't think they were going to take him, but it's grown on me, and I think he's got a chance to be a really good player in this town.
We asked him about that yesterday, the edge thing versus, you know, off-ball inside linebacker, and he was not disclosing which way it'll be. He may not even know. I mean, to your point, Jody, it may be to be determined based on N'Kobe's status and a number of other things.
Sure.
But he also may be under, you know, order to not spill the beans. I mean, that's also possible. So we didn't really get a specific answer on that, but we did get other answers yesterday, including what his first month has been like. Here's what he said.
What has the first month for you as a pro? You haven't played in a game yet, but you've been in the facility. You've been around some of the guys, the coaches. What has the first month as a Philadelphia resident and Philadelphia athlete, what's it been like for you to be a pro?
You know, it's just been amazing. You know, just being around all the other rookies and, you know, all the other vets, you know, just understanding, you know, what they do in their day, you know, to keep them going, to, you know, maximize every opportunity that I have. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, just keep the main thing and always stay focused.
You know,
Jalen.
Yeah, I wondered three things. There's three possibilities here. One, he said keep the main thing. The main thing is he's been an Eagle for a month and has heard it from Jalen. Two, he said it because he's an Eagles fan over the last number of years, his whole life, has heard Jalen say it the last 5 years. Three, it's just coincidental that he said it.
I think it's unlikely it's coincidental. I think it's
too.
One of the first two.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. All right, and let's get to really the most important thing because, you know, this was the heart of the matter that, you know, I think we were most curious about. The injury situation, we know that's, you know, that's part of how the Eagles got him. Let's listen to what he said about
how that. You feeling physically. Obviously, you would not have gone with the 31st pick if the league viewed you as fully healthy. How's your body feel these days?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, just making sure that, you know, I take the right recovery steps. And, you know, I'm just taking care of my body and, you know, talking to, you know, different vets to see, you know, like what they do and their plan, and also, you know, with the training staff and, you know, just helping me out, understanding how to recover my body the best.
Do you think you'll be a full go for training camp? Do you think you'll be a full go for the start of the season? Do you project to be ready to go when those two things happen?
I mean, right now I'm just, you know, just staying where my feet at. Just, you know, just taking it day by day. I don't, like me personally, I don't like to look too far ahead, you know, because I can get, you know, I can just pass by these days. So I think, you know, the biggest thing for me right now is just staying where my feet at and, you know, just trying to maximize today, honestly.
All right, James, I need a ruling. Concerning answer or trust that it's more about the day-by-day thing, be where your feet are?
I think it's slightly concerning. Like, I'm not overreacting to it. I think that's the proper type of answer to give. We know the Eagles don't like to put injury information out there and all that type of stuff. So I'm not, like, you know, super concerned, but I would have loved it if he was like, yeah, I'm feeling great, I think I'll be ready. So,
because if you asked Jalen Hurts today, are you going to be healthy for September, he'd say yes.
Yeah, so it was slightly concerning.
I agree with that.
And, oh, by the way, I'm impressed in that he's never played a down in the National Football League, and he already knows how to not answer questions.
He does.
That's true. Pretty good.
That's a good
That's
point,
pretty
Jody.
Damn good.
Yeah. Hey, you got to remember, he came from Bama. He had a couple years of Saban before, you know, Saban hopped town.